some derech ereno b'yeshalakim. Somebody that thinks into the roads, if I should or shouldn't do it, he'll be zoicha to see the Yeshua's Hashem. Like this Talmud, he thought and said, this is not the right time to ask my Rebbe questions now. Tana Rabbanan. Learned in the Braisa, Ein Mitzayonin, you don't have to make it seen, a mark, or put white line on top of the kever. Loya Kzayis min ames. If you only have a Kzayis of a mace there, you don't have to put the tzion on top. And the Havaminer is because it's not Metama Tumas oil. The loch of a tzion is that if you have the mace under the ground, there's a Tumas oil, means the Tumas shoots up all the way straight up, so anybody on top of it will become Tomei, you have to put a tzion there. But if you only have a gezayis min a mace to have him in the riz, the tumah doesn't go up, you don't have to put a tzion there. For lo yaletzim kesaru. Same thing, if you only have a bone of a mace that's only the size of a barley, you don't have to put a tzion on top, because most of it has no tumas oil. For lo yaldovar sheinim atam of yul. And not any type of a tumah that doesn't have tumas oil, that the tumah doesn't shoot up, then we're not afraid to walk over it because the tumah doesn't shoot up. It's only a question of you touch it, so you be careful not to touch these bones. Abu mitzayonin al hashedra. But if you have the backbone of a mace, that is matama b'yoyil. If you have a gugolus, or else if you have the skull of a mace, al roi binyan, or else you have in the majority of the binyan bones, very big bones, that make up the majority of the bone of the body, that's also matama b'yoyil. The yaroiv minyan, or else if you have the majority of the numbers of bones, even though they're small bones, but if you have the majority of the bones of the mace, that's all matama b'yoyil, and if these things are buried there, you have to put a seal on top of it. The yaroiv minyan ha-mace. Yeah. Rashi says, roiv binyana means kugoyin atzomais kudilut, you have big bones. Kugoyin kulyis, the bigger thigh bone. Afa pi shein by roiv minyan, even though you don't have most of the amount, but since you have roast of the binyan, that's also matama b'yoyil. And roiv minyanoi, roiv atzomais, if you have most of the account of bones, afa pi shein by roiv minyanoi, even though they're majority of the small bones, it doesn't make up the majority of the body, still it's matama b'yoyil. So these bones, if they're buried, you have to put a tzin on top of them. Vayta v'yein mitzayon and alavadois. Like we said, in the base of Kvaros itself, that everybody knows the mace is there, you don't have to put a tzion. But there's no purpose. Everybody knows it's a vaday mace there, and anybody that's carrying truma, that wants to remain tor, doesn't go into the basic forest. So Rashi ein mitzion alavadois. Hoyo deboru de kuliyalna de is be tuma. If everybody knows there's a mace there, vadois loy metatle b'yosumakim tyrus. People won't walk there when they're holding truma. So there's no purpose to make it seen. Avo mitzayon and ala sveikis. But we have a suffix, if people are in doubt whether there's a mace there or not, then you should put the tzion. What's called a sveikis? V'yelu ein sveikis. Sichachos, we'll soon see what that means. Trees are sticking out. Or proyas, if you have a wall, that there's projections from the wall, the stones are sticking out of the wall. Or beis haperes. Beis hapras, we'll soon see what that means also. A field that there was a mace was once buried there, and then they were chorish it, they plowed it up. So the suffix, if the mace is still there, we'll soon see. In such a place, you have to put a tzion up. Those are places that's a doubt if the mace is still there or not. So therefore, we have to put a tzion up to make people not walk over there that have to remain torah. V'yein ma midin tzion b'mokim tumah. You don't put the tzion out of the loim on top of the place where the mace is really buried. Shavoy, shlo lahafsid esatiris. Not to make people become tummy. In other words, we're talking about now the ground is flat, and there's a mace buried underneath it. So you're afraid people are going to walk over that place and stand on top of it, and they'll become tummy. So if you only put the tzion, the mark, right on top of the mace, it's too late. People, by the time they realize the mark, they're standing on top of the mace. So what you have to do is you have to put the mark, the tzion, a little bit before the mace. So in order, when you're walking, first you bump into the mark, and you know, oh, I have to stop, I can't walk further. But if you're first going to put the tzion directly on top of the mace, it's too late. By the time people come to the tzion, they're on top of the mace. So the ein ma midin tzion b'mokim tumah. You don't put the tzion, this mark of lime, directly on top of where the person is buried underneath, but rather a little bit in front of him, you have to put the tzion. Shlo lahafsid esatiris, in order that people that are holding truma should not bump into the mace. Vayta v'ein machikin tzion b'mokim tumah. But you don't put the tzion too far away either. Don't put it 2 or 3 feet away from where the place where he's buried. Why? Shlalahasta, that's Eretz Yisrael. Because if you put it 2 or 3 feet away, people will start staying away these 2 or 3 feet. So you're taking away from Eretz Yisrael? It's not right. Like the Kanem is a lot of walk there. So only put it a few inches away from where the person is really buried. So a few inches away, people, when they see the tzion, they'll know to stop, not to go further. So they'll remain tor and not to waste too much of Eretz Yisrael. That's the halachas. Now the Gemara asks the question, is that true that you said at the beginning you don't have to put a tzion on top of Yoni Ava Kizayis of a maze buried there? Why? The Havamina was because it's not Matama B'yoyil. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learn not like that. Eilu she Matama B'yoyil. These are the tumis of a mace that if you're on top of it, it's matama you. Matama b'yoyil. Kizayis min ha-mace, it says clearly. If you only have one kizayis, an olive worth of the mace, it's matama b'yoyil. So then it's a kasha, why don't you have to put a tzin on top of it? So Gemara says, Omer ha-popo, hocho b'kizayis mitzumtzum askinon. We're talking about we have the exact amount of the kizayis of a mace buried here. That's what you have. So therefore, you don't have to put a tzion on top of it. Fred Gemara, though, why not? Soif, no, this is an answer. Soif, mechsar choser. Now, what's the pshat? Since you only have exactly the amount of the kezayis of a mace, within a day or two, it's going to start to disintegrate, and you're not going to have a kezayis there anymore. And we don't have a kezayis there anymore, then it's not matam b'yoyil. So it's like this. Mutav yisrufu olav truma v'kodeshim lefisho. Even though this first day or the first few hours, true, people will make a mistake and people will walk over it and they will know a mace is there, the first find out later, they'll have to burn the truma. But you're better off than putting a tzin on top. Because if you put a tzin on top there, then whenever people pass by, they'll always think a mace is underneath it. And if anybody does walk, let's say at night, somebody didn't see the tzin, and he walks over it, and tomorrow realizes he walked over it, for the rest of the time, people will say they have to burn the truma. And really, it's not true, because a day or two later, the mace disintegrated already, that kezayis. You don't have the kezayis or mace there. So after 1 or 2 days, the halacha is, if you walk over it, you don't become tummy. So therefore, if we have a doubt, to put it see enough to protect you the first 2 days, or rather, don't put it tzion up, so even though the first 2 days, you made a mistake in it, but you're better off, because lo'ilam void, you won't make a mistake. As if the tzion is there, so calls them on the tzion is there, people will think there's a mace underneath it. And if it ever happened, from 2 days onwards, that somebody walked over it, they'll think they have to burn the tyrus, and it's not true. Because in 2 days from now, that kezayis from the mace became less than a kezayis, you don't have to burn the truma. So therefore, it's kedai, even though people will make a mistake for 1 or 2 days, rather than making a mistake the rest of the time, loylam. So therefore, on the kezayis of a mace, exactly kezayis, you do not have to put a tzion on top. And you're not supposed to put a tzion. Now, v'yer lu'ein ha-sveikis. These are the cases of sveikis where we're in doubt, if there's a mace there or not, that you should put a tzion on top of it. Sichachois u'proyis. What does that mean? Sichachois are ilon ha-mesa chalorets. If you have a tree that gives off long branches, and there's a mace buried underneath one of the branches, and we don't know, we forgot under which branch it's buried. So therefore, under all the branches, you have to make a tzion, because there's a doubt now under which branch is the mace buried, and if you're underneath the tree, that's like an oil. So if the mace is underneath it, and anybody that's underneath the tree, it becomes tamei. So min ha-safek, you have to put a tzion before this tree, that nobody should go near this tree. That's holding Tyrus that doesn't want to become Tommy. Proyis, what's called Proyis? That's Avonim Proyis Hayoitzes Minageder. If you have a wall that has stones projecting from the wall, if you have a long stone sticking out of the wall, a few stones, and there's a mace buried under one of the stones, and you don't know under which stone it's buried, so also we have to put it seen under all the stones that people should stay away. People don't know for sure where the mace is buried, so they don't know to stay away. Therefore, you have to put a tzion by all these stones to keep the people away. This is two cases. These are two cases first, so far. Beis HaPras, what's the third case? The famous Beis HaPras. Kiritnan, like we learned. Ha'achoy reshet ha-kever. If you have a field, And you know for sure you once buried a mace there. Somebody was buried there. But then you were chorish, you plowed the field. And when you plowed the field, most probably you plowed up the mace, got broken up, torn up, it's not there. The halacha is, harei waisa beis apras. Now the field is tomei min asofik, it's called a beis apras. We have to be afraid, maybe some bones are still there. We don't know for sure, we have a doubt. Therefore, the tomei min asofik, you should put a tzion there to make people stay away. The kamu waisa, how far do we have the doubt? Like where the mace was originally buried. How far away do we still have the doubt whether the bones were thrown away or not, there or not? Mole mana meyama. 100 amas, the row of 100 amas long, that's so much as a doubt now that since you plowed up this field, maybe you plowed up the bones of the mace, and it's along this 100 line, this 100 amamuk. So therefore, since there's a doubt if the bones of the mace are still there or not, it's maybe it's matana b'yoyel still, therefore you have to put a tzion around the kever, around this 100 amis, that people should stay away from it. For the Gemara, obeisa pras mi matama b'yoyel. What you're saying now, since you have to put a tzion there, means that it has tumas oil. If somebody walks on top of it, it becomes tummy. Is that true? The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Menafeyach Odom Beisa Pras Vaholich. If a person has to go to make a bris milah, or he has to go to bring a korban pesach on erev pesach, he's allowed to walk through a Beisa Pras, and all he has to do is just Menafeyach. He has to blow it. In other words, he has to make sure he doesn't meet up with a bone on top of the field, because if he hits the bone, then it'll become tummy mace. But as long as he blows in front of him to clear out the road, we're not afraid there's a bone buried underneath it to say he should become tummy b'yoyel. Therefore, if you're going to shech to korban pesach, it's a shas atzorich, you're allowed to walk through the beis apras. So you see clearly, we're not afraid that there are bones buried underneath it, and there's no tumas oil. So if so, why do you have to make a tzion there? For Rabbi Yehuda Barami Mishmei Dulu Amar, beis apras shenidish tor. He says also, beis apras shenidish, that means people trampled over it already. A lot of people went through it already. So if there be any bones on top, it would have been for sure kicked away. It's tor. So you see clearly, a beis apras is only a suffix. Maybe there's a bone on top of the field. And therefore, if it's trampled over already a long time, or else you watch the top of the field, you blow away, you clean out the road, you're allowed to walk through it. But you see, there's no suffix, maybe there's a bone buried underneath it, that if you walk over, it'll have tumas oil. So since there's no suffix of tumas oil, why do we say you have to put a tzion? Before we said you only put a tzion, a sign, a mark, if there's tumas oil. But here, that a base of pras does not have tumas oil, there should not be a tzion. So Gemara says, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Lekash, there's no stira. There are two different types of a base of pras. Kan besode sho'ovat bo kever. Kan besoda shenechrish by kever. Shabbat by kever means you know for sure a mace was buried there. But you don't know where, so you have a doubt where on this field is he buried. That's called a base of pras, also it's a suffix. So therefore, when you walk through it here, it is matama b'yoyel. Because you have a doubt there's a mace buried underneath someplace there. So any place you walk over, it's a suffix, there would be tumas oil. In such a place, you have to put a tzion. That we say you can walk through it as long as you clean the top is where you have plowed that field. So the shenechrish b'kever, that you plowed out the kever. If you plowed the field, for sure you uprooted the mace there, and you don't have to be afraid there's a mace buried underneath it. If anything, there's only a suffix, maybe there are some bones on top of the field. So if you walk through it and see clearly there are no bones, it's mutter. The Rashi says, b'saw the shavad b'kever, ketone de mitzayonin. Then you have to put a tzion. The metame b'yoyel, because you have to be afraid the mace is mamish buried there. Avo besada shenechrish bo kever, ein tzorach litzayin, v'loi metame b'yoyel, the name of machrisha salkletuma. Because we have a right to say the charisha, that you plowed the field, when you plowed the field, you for sure uprooted that mace, there's no more tumas mace there under the ground, there's no more tumas oil, it's only a suffer, there are bones on top, and if you clean out the top, you're allowed to walk through it. So the kids say there are two different types of beis apras. Where you know it was buried there, you forgot where, then it has too much oil, and you have to put a tzion on top of it. So Mori has the question now. V'soda shenechrish bo. Kever, Beis HaPras, Karulei, is that called the Beis HaPras where you plow the field? So Gemara says, in, yes it is. For your Tanana proof, for your Tanana, we learned like this. Shloisha Beis HaPrasein. There are three different cases of a Beis HaPras. Soda Shenevet Bokever. That's one case. That you know for sure once the mace was buried there, and later he forgot exactly where in the field he was buried. Another case is the Soda Shenechrish Bokever. You know there was a mace buried there, but they plowed up this field. So that's another suffix. V'soda Boichin. Another type of a Beis HaPras of suffix, if a mace is buried there, a field that people cry there. For the Gemara, my Soda Boichin, what does it mean people cry there? We have Yeshua Barabba, Mishmei Dulu Amar, Soda Shemaftirin Bomesim. Now Rashi says, you leave the mason there. In other words, when you want to take a mace died in this city, and you want to bury him someplace else in another city, so the people are malava him from this city up to a certain distance, and at that field, they go back home, and the people from the next city take over. So that's the field that the people will malava, cry and say goodbye to the mace, then they go home. And we have to be afraid there that maybe sometimes it got left. So that field also has a suffix if a mace is buried there or not. Like Rashi says, Shemaftirim by a mason. Shekashemaviyah mason imakim imakim. When you take a mace from one city to another city, Kishaboyim besada samach liir. When you come near a city, Niftar melo shaviyim, the people that brought him say goodbye, Vimkaimam vahochim lehem. The new people take over and bury him. So the Mara says now, the Tainamite, like what's the suffix about that field? We have to be afraid, maybe the people, the new people are Miyayish, don't know if they should bury him or not. Or else Rashi explains that when they carried the mace, it could be the bones fell apart. And Mela, there's a bone left over, and they were Miyayish to bury that bone, they left the bone there. They didn't bother carrying all the bones to the Mesa Kvoris. So the kids in that field, where the people say goodbye to the Mesa, the new people, the Chembra Kedisha, take over, we have to be afraid maybe they don't do a good job, and the bone is still left over there. So that's another Mesa Pras. That's another suffix, maybe a mace, a bone is still there from a mace. So the kids, there are three different types of Mesa Pras. Now the Gemara says, "V'sada shenechrish bo kever loy bo itzion." Well, we're coming out now a field that you plowed the field, you plowed the mace, so for sure the mace is not under the ground. So then there's no tumas oil, and you're allowed to walk over it as long as you clean the roads on top. So you don't need a tzion. Is that true? For Tanya, we learned motza sada metzienis. If you found a field that has a tzion, there's lime there. Then you do a mativa. You don't know what's the tivoi, what the purpose of this lime is there. So we say, in other words, we don't know if the mace is still there or not. So we say like this, yesh boy lunis, if this field has trees growing there, but you do a shenechrish bakever. You should know for sure they plowed up this field for the purpose of the trees, and you don't have to be afraid a mace is buried underneath it. Dakoponim, you see, even though you're chorish, you plow the fields, still they put a tzion there. Ain boilonis, but let's say this field doesn't have any trees, then be you do a shavah b'kever. Then you should know the kever is still buried there someplace, and you have to be careful not to go over it. We have Yehuda Reimer, achi heisham zokin a talmud. No, even if there are trees there, you don't have a right to say they plowed the field in between the trees. You have to be afraid the mace is still buried there, and you can't walk over the place unless a zokin or a talmud tells you clearly that they plowed the field. Not everybody knows the halacha. So Rashi says, "V'yesh bo lonis b'du'a shenechrish la'achar shetzayno uliyolam beisa prash shenechrish loy boitzi." No, that's the terrace word. Says lehevi becheska shenechrish sachi b'zok nefalma shu yedu'a shenechrish. No, we found the fact that the trees there, it's not loved after they plowed the field. So that's the machlokes. If you have trees there, do you have a right to say they plowed up the field and the mace is not there, so there's no tumas oil? Or else, no, maybe they didn't plow up the field. But the kasher is, even though they plowed up the field, you see still they put a tzion there. So you see, a sada shenechrish bo needs a tzion. So Gemara says like this, Amar Rapopo, kitan yehi besada shavad bo kever. We're talking about that at the beginning, for sure they buried a mace there.
Tzaynu. And at that time they put a tzion up, because then you had to have a tzion. A mace was buried someplace in the field, they forgot where. You have to put a tzion on this field. Now we say, if later on, yesh boilonis, if we come later years, and we see in this field there are trees, you should know in between now, be a dua shenechush bokeva. For sure they plowed up this field, because they needed to plow for the purpose of the trees, and therefore we say, the mace is not there anymore. Therefore there's no tumas oil. Ain't boilonis, let's say, but there are no trees in this field, be a dua shavad bokeva. You should know the trees, that the mace is still there, and even now you cannot walk over it. But the Torah says the reason why a tzion was there was because at the beginning a mace was buried there for sure. It was never bur. That's why they put a tzion up. Our suffix is later on, maybe they made a charisha for the purpose of the trees. Now the Gemara asks, for leichas, why shouldn't we be afraid? Dilma ilonis migavoi, v'kevim mivroi. Maybe the trees are in the inside of the field, and the kevim was buried on the outside of the field. And therefore they didn't plow in the outside of the field. Like you only plow around the trees itself. So what do you say if there are trees in the field? You don't have to be afraid the mace is still there. Maybe they only plowed in the middle and not on the outside. So Gemara says, Kadiyam Ula, Piyam Demala Gvulin. We're talking about the trees itself are standing around the Gvul, around the boundary, it's on the outside. It's like for sure they plowed the outside of the field. Yezochanana Piyam Demala Gvulin. We're talking about where the trees are on the outside of the field. For sure, that's the place that they plowed. So Gemara says, good, and maybe just the opposite now. For the Gemara, Redilma, Tumim,